In Baseball Wednesday, Lorenzo Cain with a home run, the only run of the game as Milwaukee beat the Cubs at Miller Park 1-0. Meanwhile, San Diego doubled up St. Louis 4-2. The Padres winning 2 of 3 in that series against St. Louis. They've won 5 consecutive series. Meanwhile, Atlanta, Freddie Freeman with a 2-run shot. The Braves blank New York 2-0. Pittsburgh defeated Arizona 5-4. Colorado, a 5-run fourth inning. And the Rockies defeated Philadelphia 7-2. Miami with a sacrifice fly in the bottom of the ninth inning. That was the difference. The Marlins over San Francisco 5-4. In the American League, Cleveland outhit Chicago, the White Sox, 12-4. But the White Sox win the game 3-2. Detroit over Minnesota, 5-2. J.D. Martinez hit his 22nd home run of the season. Boston over Baltimore, 5-1. Mitch Henniger with a home run in the bottom of the ninth inning. It gives Seattle an 8-6 win over Los Angeles. Tampa Bay a 1-0 win over Toronto. And Houston pounded Oakland, 13-5. In early play, Washington 5, the New York Yankees 4. Cincinnati blank Kansas City 7-0. And Los Angeles scores in the bottom of the 11th inning on a wild pitch. And that gives the Dodgers a 3-2 win over Texas. Iowa gets 13 hits and defeated Reno 8-7. The Aces and the I-Cubs play at 9 o'clock, again out west, set for Thursday night. Kyle Korver, the 37-year-old Cleveland Cavalier guard and Pella native, will be inducted into the Creighton Athletic Hall of Fame in August. He, along with former coach Dana Altman, will be inducted August 25th. Korver played basketball at the Nebraska school from 1999 to 2003 and was a consensus second-team All-American as a senior. In fact, he still holds the Creighton and the Missouri Valley Conference record with 371 career three-pointers. Iowa State's athletic department announcing that Joel Lanning, the football player, has been named the 2017-2018 Male Athlete of the Year, the first football player since Ellis Hobbs in 2005 to receive that award. Incoming Iowa State women's basketball player Ashley Jones has been named to the USA basketball under 18 team. She was first one of 6 alternates, but played so well they added her to the roster. The native of Iowa City started Iowa City High, averaging almost 31 points, 11.5 rebounds per game, was named the Iowa Basketball Player of the Year. Colorado Springs, July 20th workouts. The tournament is set for Mexico City early in August. How about 3 new bowl games after the 2020 season? The NCAA Football Oversight Committee this week determined the number of bowl tie-ins for each FBS conference. The SEC and the Pac-12 will add, so the SEC, the ACC, the most agreements with 11, the Big Ten with 9, the Pac-12 with 8, and the Big 12 with 7. Possible bowl additions, how about Wrigley Field in Chicago or maybe Myrtle Beach in South Carolina? By the way, the game in Chicago would feature teams from the Big Ten and the ACC. Indianola beat Newton 6-2 in softball last night. Pella 15-5 over Grinnell, 18 hits for Pella. In that victory, Oskaloosa over Pella Christian 4-1. Linville Sully topped English Valley's 9-4. It was Roland Story 12 and PCM 1. North Mahaska beat Sigourney 9-6. Belle Plaine a 6-5 win over BGM. Montezuma 13, Tri-County 2. Softball from Wednesday night. In baseball, a close game 3-2 into the 7th inning, but Indianola with 3 runs. They get the win 6-2 over Newton. Layden Roan, Cole Cazette, Ryan Barr among those with a base hit for Newton in that loss. Grinnell beat Pella 9-2. Oskaloosa 14-0 over Pella Christian. Colfax Mingo doubled up Iowa Valley 6-3. Roland Story a 7-5 win over PCM in 9 innings. Montezuma 5, Tri-County 4. Belle Plaine a 3-2 win over BGM and Sigourney. They steamrolled North Mahaska winning 20-9. In softball set for Thursday night, Della Center Grimes will be at Newton for a doubleheader. We'll have both games on the radio. The first game, 5:30, will be on AM 1280 KCOB. Proud to know Newton will be on the FM at 6, and then about 6:45, 7 o'clock, we'll have game 2 of that doubleheader between Newton and Della Center Grimes on FM 95.9 KCOB. It's brought to you by Advantage Credit Union, Newton Clinic, and Noble Auto Group, as well as Lemon Tree, Tea House and Restaurant, Integrity Audit Services, Z Marie's Meals and Catering, and Interstate Insurance Services. And other softball, the scoreboard tonight finds Knoxville at Pella Christian, Colfax Mingo at Pleasantville, Baxter at Van Meter, and in baseball, Gilbert will be at Pella, ADM Air, make that Albia and PCM in Monroe. Baseball set for Thursday night.